Yeah, and so, I forget the figure, but something, if I remember right, it's something like 40% of Americans say they have no close friends at all. At the same time, the average amount of floor space in an American's home has been steadily increasing. And to me, that tells you that they're clearly not directly related, but it's like a metaphor for the trade-off we've made, right? Sure. We've traded connections for stuff. That's the whole pressure of the culture is to do that. And at some level, we all know, if you ask people rationally, what will make you happy? I mean, slightly more floor space or having friends. You'd be a very odd person who told you they wanted more floor space. And yet, that's the pressure of the culture. We're inculcated to want the floor space. And it's, yeah, a lot of people living just kind of spiritually barren landscape.
Well, I'll tell you what I think about meditation and psychedelics in this case is that so many people... I'm going to take this. Sorry. Okay, thanks. Okay, I'm not going to eat that all, but thank you very much. Yeah, so I mean, a pretty common theme when people get up off the couch and say, you know, I'm done my session, is love. It's love. It's... They've recognized the connection between themselves and others. They've recognized... that's the thing. People do have quite idiosyncratic reactions and experiences, really. But a common theme is love and unity. And what does that mean? What does that mean for the individual? And oftentimes, people feel more motivated to care for others. They feel more motivated to connect to others. They feel more motivated to care for themselves in healthy ways rather than destructive ways. And that's really kind of like a pie in the sky ideal that I think a lot of people who do psychedelic research might see as, you know, a potential outcome of this research, is that if we just come to recognize the interconnectedness of life, and we come to recognize that this is what's important. Not this, right? That we will have done good, and we will have really helped to grow our collective consciousness, right?
One of the things we know about addiction, we know this from non-psilocybin research,